We'll go ahead and get started, please. We got a full house this afternoon. Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the Woodway City Council meeting. Today is May 8th. This is our regular scheduled meeting. The time is now 5:30, so I'd like to call this meeting to order at this time. Thank you all so much for being here. The first item on our agenda is our invocation. So if you would, please bow your heads and pray with me. Father God, we start our meeting this evening taking a pause to honor you. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, not only to us, but to Woodway. Thank you, Father, for always being there for us. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us and protecting us. And Father God, we just acknowledge that you are first. You come first above all other things. So tonight, as we go through the agenda, Lord, we ask that your will would be done as we go through each item. And as the decisions that we make, we pray, Father, that they would be honoring to you. Lord, I pray that you would join us in Woodway together and not separate us apart. I pray, Father, for a sense of unity and community in our city. And I ask, Lord, that you would bring us closer together than ever before. Thank you, Father, for your provision, and thank you for the blessing to live in this great city. Lord Jesus, tonight I also pray for our state. And I ask, Father, that you'd be with the families in Allen, Texas, and in Brownsville, Texas. Father, we ask that your comfort and your grace and your mercy would be with all of those affected. And Father, that you would return soon so that you can take us from this earthly pain. Thank you, Father, once again for being with us tonight. Thank you for this great city, and thank you for our wonderful staff and council tonight. Thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Item number two is our Pledge of Allegiance. If you're able, would you please rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving on to our item number three, these are our presentations. Tonight we have our recognition of our Woodway Youth Commission members and recognition of our graduating seniors. Mr. City Manager, any comments?
I will turn the floor over to Corporal Isabel and his Youth Commission group.
Wonderful, thank you. Corporal Isabel, who do we have up here this evening?
So, one of the key things, we are the City of Woodway Youth Commission, and it is basically a youth-led proxy to the City Council. We work very closely with city events. I'm Corporal Kyle Isabel. I've been with the city for about 8 years, and I am the liaison to this group for the last four. So we worked through all the COVID stuff and everything shut down, and we still met monthly, the first Thursday of every month, trying to push through that and then kind of trying to rebuild in the community what these events look like. So what I'm going to have them do, I'm very big on this, and they have found this out over the years, especially the ones that have been with me, is I rely on them to speak for themselves. So they're going to introduce themselves, and then I'll have a little bit about the members that aren't here and the seniors.
And maybe find out who's graduating.
Yeah, well, all of them, all three are missing.
Oh, all three.
We'll talk about
just them. Like seniors. Seniors get right.
You don't show up, you get talked about last. Let's start right here. We'll get our first member. Yep. All right.
Hello, my name is Callum McGregor. I'm in 8th grade.
That's great. That's good.
That's great.
Good. Good.
My name is Alexis Egan-Hagan. I'm a junior in 11th grade.
Davison. I'm a sophomore in 10th grade, and I'm the current secretary.
My name is Haley Lakis. I am a junior in the 11th grade, and I'm the current serving vice chair.
They were missing tonight, and I will try to keep it. And it is notable that we have multiple legacies. We have siblings here. We have all three Davisons. One is missing, Stella. She's not here with us tonight, but that is the three of them all on the council, which is great. We love having legacy. They come in with a kind of general understanding of what we do, and there's a little bit less of that fear factor, right? That, you know, you've got older siblings getting it done, show up and just fall in line. We are also missing our other sibling. Is that all the siblings?
Yeah.
No, we have the two sisters, right? So our we have Sophie Mitchell Flores, right? Got to check myself every now and then. She's not present. She's one of our new members this year. Second year. She's there second year. And then we have our seniors are going to be Zach Dowett. The name is known in the city of Woodway and Waco area. They've been around a long time. He's one of our graduating seniors. We've got Carter McNair, which is our current sitting chair, and then we have his sister, Holland McNair, that is also a graduating sibling, otherwise known as twins. And so, or triplets, yeah. We have two of them.
Thank you.
And Carter is going to Baylor University. He's going to major in finance and minor in political science and hopes in making it to law school.
Wonderful.
Holland is going to be going to Baylor as well for speech pathology, and Zach is going to Texas Tech for petroleum engineering.
Wow.
So we're putting them out. We're putting them out there. They're going up. They're going to be my boss someday.
That's
the
best for that
right? Yeah. Are they missing money or anything? Oh, yeah. Well, these are siblings, too. So, get them in bunches. Love it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Corporal Isabel, and thank you for your service and working with these great youth. You've done this for a long time, and we just really appreciate all the hours that you put in helping invest in our youth. So,
absolutely.
Thank you very much. I just want to tell you how proud we are of all of you. You guys could be doing 100 different things with your time, and instead you decide to give that back to your city and to your community and for our citizens. And I just want to say, on behalf of everybody at the City of Woodway, thank you for doing that. I'm very impressed, and you've set the example high for those who are coming behind you. So all those hours that you spend in the parks, picking up trash, putting on our marathon, our 5K, you guys really have outdone yourselves. So. I just want to say thank you once again. I'm very, very, very proud of each one of you. Great, great job. Mr. John Williams is the liaison from council to the youth commission, so I'll let him just say a few words to him. Sure, if you don't mind, because we're going to take a picture.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Well, I'm really not going to speak to them because I've already spoken to them, but I want to speak to you all. It's amazing when you have young people who want to get involved. None of these young people here are probably thinking about being in government as a career. You never know what's going to happen. So this gives them an opportunity, and I've talked to them a little bit about that, about my history and working in government for 20-something years and being on the council. And also, I don't know if you all know this, but I teach. I teach government at MCC, both federal and state government. And so government obviously is near and dear to my heart. And to have young people who want to get involved because government is boring, right? Nobody wants to get involved with government. But as you all know, and they're finding out that there's nothing you can do in life that government doesn't either touch directly or indirectly. And so you have a vested interest. And the more you participate, the more you understand, the more you get involved. and we all need to get involved to a certain extent. And so that's what I kind of try to tell them. I haven't been to every meeting, but I've been to as many as I can. I've been to several. So I appreciate their service, and they know that. I hope they know that anyway. I appreciate their service, and I know that they're going to do great things for not just Woodbury, but whatever they lay their hands on. So Godspeed to all of you, and it's been a pleasure working with you. And those who are coming back, I'm here for you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Let's just get a little tight, and Chief Khalil is going to take our picture. So, can you get us all?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
Specifically for this group, we only have one fundraiser a year. We only do one thing that is actually seeking money for the community. Our primary purpose and goal is to get involved and to try to let the youth have a voice. We're made up of 7th graders through 12th graders, right? And many of them at the higher levels are starting to think about things in a different light than they ever had before. College funding, what you want to do with your future, where you want to land. And this does a really good job of kind of giving them a steady base of the logistical side of a city and of running a program. So whenever we do our Bound for the Brave, every year that's our one fundraiser, but its primary goal, we don't take a cent out of it. We 100% of the money that we raise in that event, we turn over to the Texas Police Chiefs Association and the 100 Club to help the benefit packages that they provide for officers and first responders that are either seriously injured or killed in the line of duty. This year, we have a recipient of one of those checks that donated money to our event. So acting like that's not a real thing in our community this day and age is ridiculous. This is a benefit that we feel very strongly about and passionate about, and understand that when you see us or an event like that, we will always take somebody to come in and say thank you. This is a thankless job, specifically law enforcement, government, and everything else, right? It can be a very taxing job at times. We do not do it for the thank you, but we know this community appreciates us. So every time it helps support, it helps bring back every year that we pass on to the next generation, and I'm trying to recruit the newest 6th grader to understand that this could be beneficial for them later on in life. It helps reinforce that whenever we have stories like that. So don't ever hesitate to come up to anybody you see in this group or at any one of our events and talk to us. It's reinforcing to them that it does matter to our community. The two checks that we cut, we take everything we make off of our Bound for the Brave and we cut it right in half. Half of it goes to the Texas Police Chiefs, which is actually given to the Texas Police Chiefs Association Conference. It's actually presented there. And the other check we actually present at this meeting to the Texas 100 Club to representatives whenever they're available.
So, Corporal, let me open up that item and then we'll move on to the club.
Yes. Absolutely, sir. Thank you.
Give me one second.
As you just found out, I'm not a council member. Trying not to get the city is coming at it.
Can we open up item number 4, presentation to the Heart of Texas 100 Club? Okay, sir.
Proceed. Perfect. So, the kind of closing for this group, our culmination, our greatest achievement, as it were, that has a tangible result outside of giving back to the community, is always going to be supporting money back towards law enforcement, firefighters, medical, first responders all over the state of Texas, and as far as they can reach. And our achievement this year through the Bound for the Brave is a check for
$2,130. Wow. Wonderful. All right, smile.
closing, thank you for your support. Thank you for, if any of these are your kiddos, they're amazing. They show up to everything. They work very, very hard. And trust that I'm also forcing them to work very, very hard. I'm grown. I'm not going to do it for them. And they're learning a lot of lessons about how things work, why things work, and how to keep things sustainable for the future. It's very, very bright before leaning on the shoulders of these kids.
Awesome. Thank you once again. Thank you, guys. Really proud of you all. Thank you so much for all that you do. That was awesome. Okay. So now we're moving on to item number 5. These are items for individual discussion, consideration, and or action. And the first item is discussion and action on resolution R-23-09 to consider waiver of penalties and interest on delinquent ad valorem taxes pursuant to Texas Tax Code 33.011 for Thomas Province due to the closure of city, county, and federal offices on January 31st, 2023 and February 1st, 2023 due to severe weather in the region. May I have a motion, please, to open up this item?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. You consider a similar item in your March Council meeting where we had two applicants, and this is a third applicant, Mr. Province, who is here in the audience for you when you have questions. And due to the inclement weather we had between January 31st and February 1st, which fell on the February 1st deadline to pay taxes in timely manner before they became delinquent, the tax code gives consideration for an item which occurred like this where offices were closed due to the weather. And so under section 33.011, Mr. Province is here today seeking credit for his penalty and interest of 2670
four-ish?
It's a small amount, 26. It's not a small amount, but that's your amount, if I remember right from your application.
It's pretty enormous when they were all
there. He has applied through the application process, and you are here to hear him ask for relief and consideration for that, 2674. Thank you.
Okay. Great. So Mr. Province, if you wouldn't mind coming up to the podium, please. Thank you. And sir, is there anything you'd like to share? We just have a couple of questions for you.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, councilmen and councilwomen. I've got, I brought an affidavit swearing to the fact that the taxes were mailed on January 31st. It's notarized. There are two properties on there, one of which is in Waco, but I sent it to Scott Felton's office as well. Got a waiver from the county. Also have enclosed a copy of the law that allows you to do that. I know you already know that, but they're all together, and certainly the weather was the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it got sent to Dallas, dated the 2nd of February, was mailed on the 31st. I'll present this to you, sir.
Oh, okay, sure. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Mr. Province, so I'm going to have Mr. Shaw just ask you a couple of quick questions, and then we'll move on to the next thing. So I'm going to pass this over to him.
Yeah, Mayor and Council, I reviewed the affidavit.
You have
all before we got started today, and I think it addresses everything that I would have asked, and it's a certainly sufficient under the tax code for the council to take its consideration.
Okay, sir. Any questions for Mr. Province then? Okay.
No,
thank you very much.
You can thank you.
That. Appreciate that.
Quick and painless.
All right, Council. I'll entertain a motion on item number 5 to return on resolution R-23-09.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution R-23-09.
I'll second it.
Thank you, sir. It's been moved and seconded. I appreciate that. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the resolution carries. We'll refund you those funds, Mr. Provost. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item number 6. This is our consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Mr. City Manager, your comments, please, on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I have one item I want to talk about. It is item B as in boy. This is to award a contract to Bosque Pressure Tank for the Bosque Pressure Tank upgrade to Barlow Tank Company in the amount of $247,500. The reason why we're here asking for you on this is Mitch Davison and his staff is very proactive in preparing and supplying sufficient water and proper water to the citizens of Woodway, and realized that this was an underperforming well at the Bosque location. And where this serves is the Bosque area, the old golf course area, Cherry Creek area, and the streets that are identified by birds, so the bird-named streets also, are those that will be impacted mostly by the Bosque well. Recently, every 5 years, TCEQ comes in and evaluates the pressure plane, your customers throughout the system. And in this year, on March of this year, they completed their five-year comprehensive review, and this was one of the things that they cited in their response back to us. And so they've given us 6 months, but since we were already in the process of asking for this and doing sealed bids and having the work engineered and all, we're ahead of that game. And so they cited that in their narrative back to us as one of the things that they wanted addressed. And this will address that concern. And they've given us 6 months to complete the project. This will allow the award of the project and get it done in the timely manner allotted by TCEQ.
Okay, sir.
To ask a question, I need to pull.
Yeah.
That out.
Yeah. So, Mr. Russell, do you have an item that you want
pulled out? Just pull the B one out, just for a simple question.
Okay. So, Ms. Barkley, I'm going to move 6B out of the consent agenda for separate discussion. Council, are there any other items in the consent agenda that you'd like removed? Okay. So, I will entertain a motion to adopt the consent agenda with just item 6A at this time.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved with item 6A. All right, item 6B is discussion and consider action to award a contract in response for bid number 23-04 for the Bosque pressure tank upgrade to Barlow Tank Company Incorporated, the only bidder, in an amount not to exceed $247,500, and authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. May I please have a motion to open this item for discussion?
I'll make a motion.
It's been moved?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you all. Mr. Russell, why don't you go ahead with your questions?
You just have two. One is how long do you think the process will be? I know that's a give or take question.
4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks where the citizens have issues during that time with low. Okay, so everything will be fine. It will be fairly seamless. The other one was, it looks like it was a budgeted item for $400,000. Is that for this year that you was budgeting that? So are we coming out well from the standpoint, or is this coming out?
It's within the budget parameters. Was it originally budgeted for $400,000?
That's correct.
So we're coming out way to the good.
Yeah.
You know, a lot cheaper. Less than
yes. Budget plan. Correct.
Okay. That was the only two. Like I said, I didn't have a problem with it, but I just thought we'd bring up those two things.
Great. Any further discussion? Okay. Mr. Russell, do you want to make the motion on this one?
Yes. I'll make a motion to approve the bid for $247,500 to rebuild the Bosque pressure tank system and upgrade to Barlow Tank Company.
Okay. And I'll second that motion. It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. All right, item number 8 is our Hear Visitors section. This is the portion of the meeting where members of the public may be heard by the council on any matter which is not listed as a separate item on the agenda. When called to speak, please state your name and address before beginning your comments. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R-87-11. Under Texas law, the council and staff are not allowed to enter into discussion with you or among themselves during this meeting. We also can't take any action other than to provide specific factual information or a recitation of existing applicable policy and or discuss whether to place the matter on a future council agenda. Thank you for your cooperation and your understanding. I'll now open the Hear Visitors section at 5:56 p.m. Is there anybody who would like to address council at this time? Yes, sir.
Dave Keeston. I live Shadow Mountain Drive. In the past couple of weeks, I had the opportunity to meet with someone on or at 8240 Mosswood, Marsha Fitzgerald. And she had concerns about a neighbor behind her who was constantly burning in the backyard. And, you know, I didn't know anything about the burn ordinance. But this has happened numerous times to where this individual has to call the police to come out and ask the neighbor to stop burning, because the burn ordinance says you can burn wood, and that's fine. But apparently that neighbor behind them isn't burning wood. And why does she know this? It's because the fumes are pretty toxic. They're pretty bad. And actually, when I was about to leave, her neighbor next to her came out and confirmed the very same thing. So there's two neighbors being affected by this. And it got so bad that one day the police were called out twice in one day. So my question is, can the Woodway Public Safety Department do something to perhaps address some of the specifics about this ordinance, that you have a repeat violator here that isn't getting the message, and apparently they don't care based upon the testimony? I'll let you make a copy of this. There should be a better way to deal with this rather than just having the police come out every single time a complaint is made, and then they don't do anything other than ask them to stop burning. So I don't know. I think there is something that could go a long way to helping this resident understand what can be done and what should be done relative to what's allowed to be burned.
Is the address in there?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Keeston. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else who would like to address council at this time? Okay, there being none, I will close the Hear Visitors section at 5:59 p.m. Thank you very much. All right, we're moving on to items 9 through 11, the City Manager's Report, City Council Reports, and then action on adjournment. Item number 9 is the City Manager's Report. Mr. City Manager?
No report.
No report. Thank you, sir. Item number 10, City Council Reports. Council, any updates from your assignment?
I guess I'm acting P&Z liaison. We have no meeting tomorrow.
No meeting tomorrow for P&Z. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Russell. Anybody else? Okay, well then, we will move to item 11, which is consider action on adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Dan second.
Moved and second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 6 o'clock on the nose. Thank you all very much.